Yeah, yeah, I'm late. I had to talk to the fireplace guy or gas and furnace guy. Anonymous writes, Aaron, I hope this email finds you well. Please keep me anonymous. 33-year-old professional who's currently bringing in a low six-figure salary. This spring, I'm heading for my advanced qualification and will become a advanced person in my field in about 4 years. So you're getting a doctorate, basically, is what you're doing in a quite legitimate field. I plan to move to Alaska because I can earn about $600 per hour doing my thing. Plus, the Alaskan government will cut me a check for about $300,000 if I work there for 6 years. Luckily, Alaska allows internet working, so I can actually live anywhere while bringing in a nice seven-figure income. I'm currently employed at a place. I'm intensely attracted to a fellow coworker, but she has many flaws. Oh, let's stop. Did you really pay me for this? I'm sorry. Is it 1947 where you might meet somebody at work and it's perfectly all right to ask that person out? Do you know what year it is? Man, you are so deprived of pussy. You just don't think. Now, look, pot calling the kettle black. Every guy's fucked up in their life, okay? I haven't delivered Cary Grant performances all the time, but by God, I have never asked a girl out at work. Never. I mean, you can ask a girl here or there, fine. All right? Maybe, you know, generally people say don't shit where you eat. So like you don't ask girls out at the gym because that's your gym. Don't ask, you know, the waitress out at your favorite bar. That's your favorite bar. Okay. But if you can't go back to your bar or your gym, your life ain't over. You get fired. You can't go back to work. Like about the only thing worse you could do is take a pistol, aim it at your dick and shoot it off. You are crippling yourself or not. You're not actually doing it. You're risking crippling yourself financially. Oh, no. I don't care how hard up you are for sex. I don't care how viscerally attracted you are to it. This is a simple policy. You do not ask girls out at work. Do I even have it? Go get Randall Bentwick's book, The Pence Principle. Go get that and read through it. It's kind of an essay or a how-to. You work this hard, you're going to go to the doctoral level, you make six figures, you might make seven, and you're going to ruin all that because there's a girl you like? And if you haven't gotten laid, I don't know what your sex, I don't know. But if you haven't gotten laid, for God's sake, it is so much cheaper than tossing away a six-figure per year salary career by going to where it's legal to have prostitutes and just do that. And I wish you guys would date more so you realize, oh, they ain't all that. I forget what the rapper name was, but bitches ain't shit. And by God, he's right. Oh, yes, there's some good, rare, gorgeous, wonderful quality ones. Every great once while you run. This girl ain't it. We're going to get to the details why. But it's this shit. Oh, I've never had chocolate ice cream. What's it like having chocolate? Oh, God, I can't have chocolate ice cream. And you're like, it's pretty good. And you throw away your otherwise incredibly successful, wonderful career for a scoop of chocolate ice cream. Eve, so throwing it all away, the Garden of Eden for a bite of the apple. Knock it the fuck off. Stop being a fucking moron and start thinking with this head and not this one. We haven't gotten to whether you're fat or not. You are fat. We haven't got whether she's hot or not. She's not hot. I mean, it's just, this is all here, man. It's not even all here. It's like here forward. That part of your brain, here forward. With me, without me. With me, without me. With me, without me. No one's going to get that one either because it's too cool a movie. You do not ask girls out at work. You shouldn't even mention this to me. You don't mention this to anyone. No. No. End of story. Done. Thank you. Hey, you know what? You could have paid me $100,000. I just saved your ass. It still would have been a high ROI. Knight and Day. Yes, Dan got it. Great movie. With me, without me. I love that movie because it's not intended to be this way, but it's like alpha guy leading girl. Like, this is very important because our lives are important. Shut the F up and do what I say. So, did I make it clear? Did you hear me? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? You do not ask girls out at work. But I was kind of hoping Bob from accounting would ask me out. Too bad, lady. Too bad. Go on the internet like everyone else and post your shit. And hopefully your prince will come. Bob might have been your prince. He may have been a CPA making $150,000 a year. Great guy. Plays kickball with the company team. Had some beers you really like. Oh, too bad. You go talk to your feminist sisters about how that's done. That's not even being facetious or overreact. No, no. If it was anything else that didn't threaten your livelihood, fine. But you did not go to school that long and in that hard of a subject to make six figures and work this hard to throw it all away. Absolutely not. And I'm going to explain to you just what a worthless person this is and how much of a fool you are for daring risking any of this, even with the thought of it. I'm currently employed at a place. I'm intensely attracted to a fellow nerd, but she has many flaws. She's currently dating a guy, but often flirts with me. I feel like she's keeping me around to monkey branch whenever her current boyfriend walks off. Yes. She also has openly bragged to me about banging several of people on staff. She has more red flags than a communist parade. Oh, you should stick your dick in that. Yeah, yeah. That I think you should, yeah. However, I honestly feel like every American girl is exactly like her these days. No. Look, in fairness to the average American girl, they're not that bad. This gal's mercenary. She's bragging about banging people at work. Okay, that's just dangerous. That is dangerous. All right. The average American girl deep down inside probably wants to be traditional, but can't because feminism and teachers and society screams at her not to be. So then she goes and there's no real hope. So she gets a little bit overweight. And then to like fill the void in her life, she of course chooses career and all that other stuff. All right, but then maybe gets a tattoo or dyes her hair a crazy color. Maybe goes and gets a master. That's the average girl. And deep down inside, probably is not malicious or mean. I'll grant them that much. Well, there's times. This is dangerous. Just dangerous. Where she brags about it? Has a boyfriend, flirts with you? No, this is much worse than the average American girl. However, I honestly feel like every American girl is exactly like her these. No, they're nowhere near as bad. They're not, objectively, they're not qualified to be marriage material. Now, where is it? Hang on. If you're wondering about the statistics, you're mathematically minded. Get this book, The Book of Numbers, and you'll find out that, yeah, most girls are pretty bad. But they're not a risk necessarily like this to your career. Not to mention, God almighty, she'd brag about sleeping around. And you might know a thing or two about STDs, huh? I want to get married and have a family, but I feel like there are no good options. Am I nuts? No, there are no good options. Get that book, okay? Read through it. The percent of marriageable women is around, now and there, it's like, I think it's like 2.7%. Right? And I think that's an overestimate. That's a very generous estimate. My experience is 1 in 100. We're talking about around 1%. So no, there's not no quality gals out there, but the chances are pretty low. That does not mean you then settle for a psychopath. I mean, I know you guys are genetically programmed to, I want to have a girl and get the girl. But for God's sake, a lot of times it's worse than being alone. What's wrong with being alone? What's wrong with being by yourself? You weak fucking men out there who need women to fucking fill and give you point and purpose and agency. When one, you should go and do your own damn thing. Two, it's freaking pathetic. Three, it's not on the table. We don't have steak tonight, sir. But can I get steak? No, sir. We're out of steak. But I want steak. Fucking how many times I got to tell you this? You're risking your career on this. Are there any solutions? I could take the cash I'm making and just fly to Colombia and bang hot women, but honestly, I feel like that's not very fulfilling. Well, you're right. You're not going to fall in love, right? But you get sex. Nothing wrong with that. You don't have to go to Colombia either. At some point, sex becomes boring, and it would be nice to have something deeper. I'm not sure that's even possible in 2021. Should I just accept my situation and focus on other things? Yes. Yes. I'm going to come out with another. You got two options. Accept your situation and focus on other things. You are not going out with this girl. Absolutely not. No. For many old reason. But I'm gonna get to a plan B, okay? I feel like a farmer who has an intense need to plant crops but has nothing but barren fields before him. That's correct. Your thoughts. Have a good one, Cappy. All right. Yes, your best option is to acknowledge there is barren fields in front of you, and to even toss seeds into it is a waste of time. So stop torturing yourself. Oh, then I had you send me a picture. Before we go on, then you sent me a picture. Okay, you are fat and ugly. Well, maybe you're not ugly. You're definitely fat. Okay? The picture of the girl you sent me is hideous. She is absolutely hideous. There is something mentally wrong with you thinking you're attractive. There's something wrong. Go talk to histherapist.com. Tell him I sent you. Show him these pictures. Something's wrong, man. Normal men, whether you're ugly or not, would not find this attractive. And here it is. You're fat, which makes you ugly. But there's a face that's handsome behind that. I'm looking at him like, yep, there's a good-looking guy there, which is true about most people. There's, if you stay in shape, it's most people. So here's the choice for you. Do you want to become attractive? Do you want to lose the weight? Because if you don't want to lose the weight, which means you don't want to put the effort into diet and exercise, you don't want to, if that is here, the ultimate nub, the question here, you have to decide, is that more painful than finding love is attractive to you? What is more important, avoiding workout and diet and exercise, or falling in love and finding the right gal? Which one's more important? If it is more important you avoid the pain and the chore, the lifelong pain and chore that diet and exercise is, than it is that you fall in love, then just accept the fate. There's barren land and you are not going to find anyone. Now, that doesn't mean you can't statistically find someone. You might. But you are not redlining it by contemplating asking some girl out at work. You're not going to do it. You can ask girls out, but you should have no expectations. Okay? Give yourself the freedom, the reprieve of agonizing over these girls, of agonizing over girls in general. Accept that you do not want to suffer the pain and agony lifelong of diet and exercise. That is more important to you. That comfort is more important to you than finding love and falling in love. If finding love, falling in love, having a family is more important to you than the pain and the suffering you will endure diet and exercise, then you must lose weight. Because here's the fact, buddy. Here it is. Okay, I know we're really hard on women. Girls don't like fat guys either. They're not physically attracted to fat men. Terribly sorry. And if you would like to get a girl, you got to deliver what they want. And they don't want fat, dopey, pasty guys. They want guys who are men. They want guys who are in shape. They want guys ideally who are tall, but that you don't control that. But you do control whether you're fat or not. And if you're not going to get rid of your fatness, all the land will be barren for you. You will have to suffer and endure inferior, low quality, and in your case, dangerous women. Because right? You're so desperate. This is where the simping and the the plenty of fans, where that comes in, where you give women money. All right. Which I understand from a libertarian perspective, maybe guys want to transact just to have a little bit of attention. Like, oh, okay. But as a substitute for love, no. But fat men deal with, your options are barren land, lower quality women, in your case, dangerous women, right? That's it. Rich was onto it, man. Rich, and he's right to being so pissed off. Get this book, right? Rich wrote it down. Troy Francis recommend. I always recommend. It's the same damn thing. If you want the girls, put in the fucking work. Work out. Look, you got the career down. You got that part down. Go for a walk. Eat some vegetables. Hit the gym. That's it. And then you will have access to less barren land. Not exactly the most fertile. As you've surmised, the political, social, and psychological culture of Western nations in general has basically made women unmarriageable, or a significantly high percentage of them. But your only chance of falling in love and finding a quality girl is that you become a quality man and deliver what quality women want, what few do remain. And quality women are not going to want to go out with a fat, ugly slob. And that leaves you with shit choices. So your choice, man, your choice, okay, is the pain of working out and dieting for the rest of your life stronger than your desire to find a wife, fall in love, and have kids, to have a family? Or is your desire to have a family stronger than the pain today? And there's your answer. So sit down, grab little notes, journal if you want, and ask you, here's another thing you could do. Just hear me out. Why don't you go for a 5-mile walk? Just try it. Because then you'll know what kind of pain it's going to, now it's going to be, it'll decrease over time, but go do some exercise just for 1 week. You know, every other day, walk, let's not do five. Let's say you walk 3 miles and you eat a strict diet. Okay. Do that for a week. So then you know what level of pain that is. And then ask yourself, because then you'll have one half the variable. Then you'll say, all right, how painful was that? Is that worth falling in love? Or was it so painful, it's not worth falling in love? Where's my freaking ho-ho? So there we go. But Cappy, what about true love? You are correct, Ray. You are correct. You can't fall in love unless you're physically attracted to each other. You can really like someone. You can even have brotherly love, familial love. You can love a friend, but if you're not physically attractive, it's not true love. Which is why it is hilarious watching girls think like big is beautiful, and like you just take away that number one, and it is the number one thing, physical attraction. You take away that number one thing, you take that off the table and still expect people to be in love with you. Love your personality. Well, yeah, they would love your personality, but they also gotta want to fuck you, and you gotta want to fuck them, client. You have to make yourself fuckable. Dan DeMarco, $5. Cappy, how do I get the girls without losing weight? I'm 250 pounds and 5'6". No, it's just Strong, independent sugar baby, $5. Where can I find the video of you and TFM discussing Afghanistan? Oh, go to my BitChute channel. I thought I made the announcement. Maybe not. It's on my SoundCloud, so you can download it. So you go captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. Okay. You click on podcast, link up on the top left. That'll take you to the SoundCloud page. And SoundCloud fucks it up, man. So the other thing is go to my BitChute channel. It's up there, so you can find it there. Good conversation, unfortunately. And we did. Eric came in, young black man, He had a point for turd flinging monkey. We couldn't continue the conversation because we're talking about race again. And I'm not even saying I disagreed with Eric or agreed with TFM, but it would have been a good conversation. We can't have that. We can't have that because that's not allowed on the Rated G YouTube channels. So it was a good conversation. Not the Eric and TFM, but it was a good conversation about Afghanistan. I learned a lot and I didn't have to watch the news. KWH, $7. Do not date her or hit on her. I've made this mistake a few times and it always ends ugly. I had to leave a job because of it one time. Cheers, Cap. Thank you, KWH. Thank you. What is that? Is that an old Mustang? Yeah, it's a Mustang. Nice. Nice. Nonstop Dre, $5. What are your thoughts on Bob Dylan getting accused from something that happened back in 65 by a 68-year-old woman when she was 12? I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I mean, that's even further back than Blasey Ford. And I'm sorry, look, cops or it didn't happen. I had there been things that happened in the past and women, or in this case, a young lady, an older gal, a girl, didn't say anything? Probably. So we got to train, go, hey, you get touched and run. Son, you go talk to the cops. You tell your parents immediately. But I'm sorry. Given the college spate, the false accusations, the redefinition of unwanted bedroom fun, and the fact that this waited so long, no. I just don't believe it. What's statistically more likely? Did it actually happen? There's a chance, right? Or is it a washed-up boomer woman who's just sad and crazy and desperately needs attention? Which one is it? Which one? You know, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't even like Bob Dylan. Everybody must get stoned. I'm going to, if I had to bet, I would bet Bob Dylan. I would not bet 68-year-old woman claims, what was that? 56 years ago, something happened. Sorry. Look, girls got to work with us. You got to work with us. Something happens. You got to let the cops know immediately. Not one guy of saneness is for any kind of unwanted bedroom fun. Any guy has the slight, just a cell of morality finds it disgusting and they do want to help you. You got to meet us halfway. You got to go to the cops. You got to get proof. You got to prove this guy wrong. That's why when I work security, cops always say, look, get them in ASAP. We got to run the test. You got to get a test so to get DNA evidence. Okay. We want bad psychopaths arrested and in jail. We want people who force bedtime fun to be in cages. Actually, I wouldn't mind if they were dead. Right? But you got to help us help you. Help us help you. And in the meantime, when I look at it, it's like, no. I'm sorry. No, it's much more statistically likely given the victimhood politics and culture and how most people today, men and women, just have no point, purpose, value, or agency or reason in living in life. They go and do this. That's where my money would be. That's statistically much more likely to happen. Channel 1800 Dumb with his redhead sister, not wife, not girlfriend, saying, hello, Captain, my captain. Date my sister. She's working in Australia. Sheesh, I'm getting a bit chubby. Not really give me the fingers, please, Cap. I already got a gal. Now, if you're, I can't tell. She looks like she's a pretty gal. I need models. She wants to model books. I have another project. She wants to, if she's okay in a bikini. Okay. That's PG stuff, PG-13 stuff. Not R, no prawn. I have plenty of use for a reliable, pretty woman to do modeling, but, just a little bit too far away for me to date. She didn't know who I am. She likes some leftist that, you know, she would never want to go out with me in the first place. JSolar590, I think he's a new guy, $5. What age should I get my nephew your book, The Book of Numbers? He's currently 3. Other books you could get him beforehand, like at 13 or 14, get him Worthless. You could also get him Bachelor Pad Economics. When he's 16, get him How Not to Become a Millennial. And the Book of Numbers, he's got to get a bloody nose a couple. See, if you gave it to him too young, I'm afraid he'd go like virgin towel. Oh, screw women. Oh, why would I wait? You do want him getting nervous over asking out a girl. You need him to overcome that nervous. You need him to build courage and callousness. So he's not afraid of girls. And you need him to get his heart broken a little bit or get stood up. And then when he finds out they're not all sugar and ice and everything spice, then you get him that book. Because then he'd be a more receptive audience. But I'd wait. Wait till he goes to college. Like after freshman year. Because then the veneer of college is gone. Like, here's your book. Here you go. Here's the real numbers. Here's the real reality. I think, nope, we're not caught up. Will Dog Jones won. Wow, a lot of new people today. A lot of new folk. Welcome aboard. 5 books. Put in the work. Gave up pop and 6-mile walks 4 times a week. Lost 95. There you go. Yeah, you don't even have to run. Like, you don't have to like grunt and carry weights and which I hate the gym, by the way, which has been replaced with carpentry. But yeah, just go for a while and you download some podcasts. Here's a great thing. Download podcasts. Just chill on your favorite podcast. Go for a 6-mile walk 4 times a week. Give up soda. You just gave up soda. You didn't give up your burgers or anything. You didn't even do like a keto diet or anything extreme. Now can't get people to go away. Jeez, what a mistake. Laughing. Yeah, sometimes. Thankfully, I'm not flooded by people. No one gives a shit who I am. It's great. Our reliable DJ Aftershock, $5. How do I get the girls? I'm 26 and I sit at home. I'm a computer programmer. I'm afraid of girls. I don't work out. I don't shower. Maybe it's so basic 101 that this guy needs to take Modern Life John's dating course. Here's another thing. Go to modernlifedating.com. Tell Modern Life John I sent you. I mean, if you're really thinking about asking out a psychopath girl at work and putting your very illustrious career at risk, maybe you should talk 101 with Modern Life John. I mean, and here's another thing. Go an hour of histherapist.com's time. Dr. David Maloney, go talk to him. You got the money. Why don't you just afford one session with him? See what he says. Maybe there is something psychological. I don't know. I'm not equipped to predict that. Blue Collar Lifestyle, $2. Stalin Touch me back in 1939. Dude, I have, and I guess it's every guy, you know, we've all screwed up. But man, with the ballroom dancing, I'm wondering like, oh God, is something going to like, but I'm never going to run for public office. I have no intention. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to become CEO of some corporation. I'm just going to be this idiot on the internet. And then I have my other skunk work projects that nobody knows about. You know, that I'm not aiming for fame or to become a Supreme Court justice. But even then, like, dude, and I'm serious. There's times I'm like, well, wait, no, we were dancing that one time at First Avenue and making eyes. I was feeling her at. Now, is that going to come back to haunt me? I got a little handsy with a girl at a party. Is that going to come back to haunt me? Scary stuff. Is that it? That's it. All right. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.